Okay, let's do again the Gemara, and I want to focus on the Rambam this week. So last week we did the Gemara. We'll just go through it again quickly. Boy, Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira had a question. When two people come with a talis, shnei mechzim a talis, halacha is yachloiku. Says the Gemara, tuk for echad b'faneinu mahu. If one person grabs it in front of us, he grabs the talis from the two people. So two people are holding it, and one of the two people grabs the talis away from the other person. Tuk for echad b'faneinu. If one of the people grabs the talis b'faneinu in front of us, one of those two. So Gemara says, what are we talking about? Either shasik, if the other guy is quiet, he's silent, doesn't say anything, or do you delay? Then he admits it's his. So what's the shaila? Of course we give it to that guy. Either katzavach, if the other person is violently protesting, so what are you taking my talis away from him? My havalela mevat. So what do you want from the guy? He couldn't have done anything else. So what's the shaila? Gemara is a shaila, Reb Zeira is a shaila. Talk ve'echad b'faneinu. If one person grabs it away from the other two, if one person grabs it away, one of the two, not a third person, one of the two people who's holding on to a talis, and we say yachleiku, one of them grabs it from the other guy in front of us. So Reb Zeira has a question, doesn't know what to do, and Gemara says, what are we talking about? If the other guy is quiet, then shtika kaida. If the other person is screaming, may have leila mevat. Then there's nothing he could have done. So Gemara says, Leitricha, we're talking about a case, the shosig mikara v'hodel tzavach. We're talking about a case that in the beginning he kept quiet, and then he screamed. So my, what's halacha? Midi ishtik, I do, I delay. Since he's quiet in the beginning, so clearly he admits that it's the other person's. In other words, he let it be taken away from him, so clearly he knows the truth that it belongs to the other person. He's the other guy who's the one who found it. I do, I know. Maybe the fact that he screams now, he protests now, he shows that the reason why he kept quiet all along, because he figured, why do I have to scream? The rabbis are seeing it. So in other words, he's explaining why he didn't protest right away, is because he figured the rabbis are there anyway, I don't need to protest. So the Gemara's question is, when one person is tukfa b'faneinu, one person grabs it in front of us, and the other person is shasak, is quiet, and then he protests. So what's the case in that scenario? Do we say, shtika kaido? Or do we say, no, he did protest at the end to show that all along he intended to protest, and therefore, he has to give it back. We say again, yachleiku. So the Gemara says, a whole tashma, we can skip that whole Gemara, we're not doing that whole Gemara. So the Gemara goes at the end like this. By the first wide line. Im tim tzalayma tok fe'echad b'foneinu. Might see nice miyadai. The Gemara's question like this. If you're going to say that if one person grabs it in front of us. Im tim tzalayma. Look in Rashi. Bish'eila seinu. By the arrow. In our question, lifshait. You want to say. The might see nice miyadai. V'yachleiku. In other words. In our case, where a person grabs it, and the other person is shasak v'blusayv savach, first he's quiet, then he protests. And in such a case, we paskin, im tim tzalayim, if you're going to paskin, talk for echad b'foneinu, that if one grabs in front of the other one, might see an ice in the other, we take it back, we say that's considered a protest. So obviously, hekdisha einu mekudeshes. Obviously, if instead of grabbing it, if one person is makdish it, he sanctifies it. That's Rashi. Hegdisha b'loy takfa. Obviously, ain't a mekudeshes. The layalim hegdisha mitkifa. Clearly, if I can't grab it in a case with other guys shasak v'lebesayv tzavach, so for sure I cannot be makdish it. So im timslaim, if you're going to say taknech v'neinu matzina ishim yada, which means if he grabs it, we still return it back to both of them. So obviously, Higdisha ain't a Mekudeshes. You cannot be Makdeshet. By the way, they're all asking Rashi, what's Higdisha b'lay Tukfa? What's Rashi saying Higdisha b'lay Tukfa? It's Mashma that if he is Makdeshet after Tkifa, it would work. Why? Imtun Salaim Tukfa, Martina Simiyadai. So why would. For sure, why would it be better? I know, they're busy with that. I don't want to get a share on that, but that there's something to talk about that Rashi. What Rashi and Gdisha Blake talk about, they're both the same. I mean, and if you grab it, it's any better, it's the same thing. You know, so, whatever. But just point that Rashi. So that's the Gemara said like this. However, that's clear. If you cannot grab it, for sure you cannot be makdish it. But then the Gemara says, Imtim Shalim, if however you say, Tuk Fa'echa B'Faneinu, if one grabs it, in a case where the guy shuts back a little bit, tzavach, guy's quiet and then he screams, and the person grabs it, that person grabs it, which means, let him have it, we don't put it back, yachloiku. Person grabs it, and the other guy shuts back a little bit, tzavach, it belongs to him. So now the Gemara's question is, Higdisha b'lay tuk for mau. If he was makdish without grabbing it, what's halacha? Kiven dama marim yirasa legavoy kim shirasa lehadjoy dami kamanda tuk for dami. So in other words, just like when he grabs it, he can grab it. So when he makes it hektish, it also works. Oydilma hashka miha lay tuk for. Uksiv, ishki yakdish is basic kodesh, my base vishusoy, afkol vishusoy, lafuka haidaloy vishusoy. Which means that at the end of the day, hektish might be worse. Because since you're right, but it's not yours in order to be makdish it. It's like boim keechot, meaning it hasn't been yours yet. So how you makdish it? And therefore, in order to be a makdish, it has to be b'shusoy. It's not b'shusoy, it's not yours, and therefore you cannot be makdish it. So the Gemara has a question whether, at the end of the day, two people holding on to the talis, one grabs it, the other one is shasak v'le b'soif tzavach, he's quiet, and then he screams, because if he's quiet all along, it's a sticker kaidah. If he screams all along, clearly you have to give it back. And then the Gemara says, what's halacha? Do we say, hektish works? No, the end of the Gemara says, if you grab it, and we say that you can keep it, does hektish work also, or does hektish not work? That is what the Gemara says over here. Yes?
The Gemara compares and wrestle the because that's when you're giving something, that's for what?
That's right. The
law is giving something away. Here you're trying to take something away from someone.
What's the difference? If I have the right, yeah. So that's the most question. It's not b'shusay. Okay, I'm not going to this. It's not really the nekuda. Okay, fine. Very simple. Halach lemaisa, the Gemara doesn't answer the question. The Gemara doesn't answer Reb Zeira's question. If tuk for echad b'faneinu, if one grabs it, do we say it belonged to that person, or do we say yachleiku? The Gemara just says imtin tleima, imtin tleima. So the Rosh says in number one, boy Reb Zeira tok nech b'neim the whole Gemara, says the Rosh by the star, ubayin loy ifsha tilei. This question was never paskant. V'chivin de loy ifsha te, since we didn't paskant like that, we didn't paskant the shayla, loy mafkin on miyada toikev. So it's a safek. What's halacha whenever you have a safek? You grab something, there's a suffix. What's halacha? So the person, halacha lamaisa, the Rosh says, if one person grabs it, then tuk for echad b'faneinu, it's a suffix. It's shasak b'lesayv tzavach. Halacha lamaisa, ein moitzin as in the other why? Because by the leif shetter, it's a machlosayv suffix. Why? Okay, same thing.
So let's say I go and grab it back. Whoa!
Let's do the Rambam. Slowly. Slow down. That's where the Rosh learns, very simple. Says he, let's do the Rambam. Rambam Pasuk is the same thing. Let's analyze Rambam with the Magen Mishnah. Beautiful Rambam. Yudbeis, Halach Yudbeis. Bo Shneim Adukim Bo. If two people are holding on to the Talis, which are Arkei, Shneim Echzim Talis, Vishamto Echod Miyat Chaveiroi, and one grabs it from his friend before Neinu, in front of us. Vishosak Hasheni, and the second one is quiet. Afa Pisha Chaza V'Tzavach, even though the other guy, after he's quiet, he goes and he protests. Ein Moitzin Oysa Miyodai. We don't take it from that guy. We keep it. Why? Kiven Sheshosak B'Tchila, Hareze K'moydeloi. Stop right there. Since he was quiet in the beginning, even though at the end he screams, protest, it's like he admits it. What's pshat in the Rambam? What's the reason why the Rambam says, tuk for echad b'faneinu, ein moitzin as in the odoi? So the Magen Mishnah says, there are two reasons why the Rambam can pass him like that. One reason is, like the Rosh says, it's a bayah delay ifshita, we're not sure what halach is. When tuk for echad b'faneinu, if it's moitzin as in the odoi, one guy grabs it, do we take it back, or do we not take it back? Since it's a suffix, that could be the reason why the Rambam says, Tukva echad b'funenu, ein maitzi in oisem yada. That's pshat in the Rambam, says the Magen Mishnah. Or the Magen Mishnah says, no. Maybe there's a different reason why we say like that. You know why? Because you know the Rambam always paskins like the Imtim Tzeloimah. Remember that? There's a Rambam, a halacha in the Rambam, that whenever the Gemara has a shaila, and the Gemara says, Imtim Tzeloimah like this, Imtim Tzeloimah like that. Go back to the Gemara, what's the last Imtim Tzeloimah that the Gemara had? The Gemara started with Imtim Tzeloimah. Tokvech b'funeinu mo'tzin oisim yadoi. And then Higdisha Einu Bukadeshes. Then the Gemara's second Imtim Tzeleima was Imtim Tzeleima Takvich Vaneinu Eimot Tzinas Miyadai Higdisha Vleitak Vamahu, etc., etc. So the Magen Mishnah wants to say maybe the reason why the Rambam paskens that if one person grabs it from both of them, one of the guys grabs it from the other guy, then we say he keeps it, is not because we have a suffix how to pasken in Reb Zera Shaila, but we would rather because the Rambam paskens like the second Imtim Tzeleima. And therefore, we hold talk for echad b'funenu. It's like even shasak v'besayb savach, quiet, and then he protests. It's like he's meider, and therefore we paskin ein matzinas miyadai mehilcha is vaday, not mehilcha safek. Let's just see the Magen Mishnah side before he asks a question. Slow down. Bo shnoyim edukim bo says the Magen Mishnah on the left hand side. Shom boy reb zera talk for echad b'funenu mau. Hey chidami, either shatzik ish or diodelei, ikot savach ma'avelei lemevel, letzich du shizik b'mzayim savach, mai, mi amrin mi dishtik o diodelei, adirma mi dikot savach, hastik loim ilsudo, dishtik bikor savach, ok, chodi lerabon, ad kam. Says the Magen Mishnah Aleph, v'loi ifshet ebayezu, we never paskin it. V'leze posak rabbeinu, and that's how the Rambam paskins, she'ein moitzin oisim yadze shetoso, kibin shadov a sofik. He keeps it, why? Because it's a sofik. Ein moitzin oisim yadai. V'chein paskuzal. Void, another reason. Shama Sham Imtim Tzeleima Takvech Uvenein Emitin Echmiyadai V'dech Rabbeinu Lipsoik Imtim Tzeleima. Simple. Now,
if we're paskening that it always goes according to the last Imtim Tzeleima, so that's the din. How is our Motzi Elav Araya have any effect?
Why not?
Because we said the din is Tafsa B'yado, it's his.
Right.
So what's Araya going to do?
Why is Araya going to help?
Yeah.
Okay. 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 Fine. Fine. Halach says it's his. That's question number one. We discussed that last week a little bit. Bigger question. Bigger question. By the way, which way do you think the Rambam learned? The Magen Mishnah is not sure. Which way do you think the Rambam learns? First one. Look at my Rambam. Bo shneim adukim bo. Let's read it together. Yeah. Kivin shesozik b'tchilareze kamodeloi. Which one is that? Not mitin sofek. Like a vadai. The Rambam paskens that talk for echad b'funenu, ein matzin es miyadai, because shasak v'besayb sovach, it's like shasak mitchilah v'atzoyf, it's like the guy kept quiet. He was moideloy. So if you ask me, number two aleph beis, Reb Nachum says, u'midiv ha-Rambam meduik edeich ha-beis. The Rambam kol ala, number one, he says two reasons. Number one, the Rambam puts them both together. Look what the Rambam says. Read the words of the Rambam. Bo shneim adukim bo v'sham techad miyad chaveh v'funenu v'shasak ha-sheni. The person is quiet. The Rambam could have said the halacha if he wanted to discuss only Reb Zera's halacha. He should have read the Rambam like this. Right? He should have speaking exactly about Reb Zera's case. He should have said the first guy was quiet, and then afterwards, or the guy grabbed it. The other guy was quiet, and then he screamed. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam seems to say two cases. The first guy grabbed it. The other guy was quiet, even though he screamed afterwards. It's mashma. Both things are true. Either he's quiet, or he didn't just keep quiet. He actually protested at the end. So the Rambam includes both cases because they're both the same halacha. Whether the Rambam didn't paskin midin sofek only Reb Zera's case shasak v'lo b'sayf savach. The Rambam's talking about both cases. Whether you kept quiet all along and then you admit that it belongs to the other guy, or you kept quiet and then you protested, it's also, we paskin already, it's like the guy admits it, because shasak b'lusayb tzavach is a form of keeping quiet, of admitting, and therefore both these cases, hareyu kevadai moideloi. You understand? You following? Yes. You weren't here last week, so you missed that whole first point. Yes.
This is not your normal Imtim Tzeloimah. Meaning, normal Imtim Tzeloimah, is it A or is it B? And if you can say B, is it C or D?
Okay.
Here, the Intim Shalomar is just two sides of the same argument.
Why?
It ends up building on each other. It's...
One Intim Shalomar, talk back with an Eno, Emer Tzina Simeodai, Higdishu Mekudesha, Higdishu Ein Mekudesha.
Right, and then when it says... But when
that's
it.
The
second Intim,
no, we're talking about the second Shalomar. Correct.
It's the first.
Correct. But the second... So, I know. So, it's not a second Intim Shalomar, but it's the last Intim Shalomar that
the
you can say...
One.
Fine. The last
Intim...
Fine. Yep, why not?
Because
I
tell you what, the
smart one... I got it. Because one is built on the other one.
Exactly.
In other words, the proof, I got it. The proof that maybe that's the reason why the Rambam says it, because the second dilemma doesn't really hold true. Correct. But this you admit to me, that when the Rambam says that when one guy grabs it, Shosak, besides Savach, clearly is talking about because it's Medin Vadai. That seems to be shot in the Rambam, no? I mean...
Yeah, he seems to be saying it doesn't matter whether he yelled afterwards or not.
Correct.
Either way,
whether he was quiet all along or he yelled afterwards, at the end of the day, it's a shtika. Shtika kaida. Too bad. So we paskins that if one guy grabs it and the other guy is quiet or not screams at the end, at the end of the day, it's shtika kaida, midin vadai, and that's where the Rambam paskins. That's the way Reb Nachum says. It makes a lot of sense. The problem is that read the Rambam further. Continues the Rambam. Very next line. Chazar Hashemi. V'tokva min harishon. If the second guy, who was just grabbed from him, right? And he was quiet, and then he protested. He goes back and he grabs it from the first guy. Afa pisha harishon tzavach mitchil vatsoif. Even other guys protesting now. So what are you doing? Chelkin. We say yachleiku. So the Magen Mishnah, the Ravid says, Om Avram, Ein Tamlaze. Doesn't make sense. Why do we say, if we paskent that it belonged to the first guy, because Shosak will be saved Savach, the Rambam paskens, it's considered Kemoideloi. So why? Better than your question. Why the other guy grabs it back and the first guy screaming, what are you doing to me? Then everything goes back. Yachleiku. That's the right. It doesn't make sense. Says the Magen Mishnah by Namah Gimel, because of Rabbeinu, Chazar Hashenu v'tokta min rishachol kivatam, what's the reason, says the Magen Mishnah? It goes back to the original form. Why? They both grabbed from each other. Even though the first guy did not scream, he even admitted he was quiet and then he screamed. And this guy screamed all along. Why do we say that if the first guy grabs it, it belongs to him? Ela mishum sveika. It's a suffix. Hamaytim chaveil avaraya. Ava achshem shechazah zeh v'tokvo vaday cholkin. The only reason we gave it to the first guy because it was a suffix. Now the guy grabbed it back, so there's no more suffix. We bring it back to the original case. Yachleiku. Ask Reb Nachum, huh? The Magen Mishnah himself says, the Ktzais already asked this question. The Magen Mishnah himself says, it could be two pshatim. Either, like the Rosh says, by the Lipshitz it's a suffix, then maybe you're right. If it's a suffix, so the first guy grabbed it, we don't really know if it's his or not. Well, we keep it by him. The other guy grabs it, okay, put it back in the middle. But if you learn like the second child, that the Rambam paskin like the second Intim Shalomar, which means the Rambam paskin is not a suffix, but the guy keeps quiet and then he protests. It's like he admits, so it's a vadai. So then why? Why when the other guy grabs it back, and the first guy even screams and says, what are you doing? We still give it yachleiku. Number two, gimel dalet. That's the safety question. If you learn like the Rosh, it's a suffix in a Chanami, you're right. So suffix then, now it's back to the original case. If you want the second shot, the Raman Pasek B'teres Vadai, the shots are going to be saved Tzavach. Havi Hoido, ain't a moving, it's not going to make sense. Heich Motzi Hasheni Lach Zilatokfa. Oh, Nandak Tinon, we hold the Shtika Rishayna Havikaido. Ukva Omer Zak says a question. Simukuv Lamatres. Yes. Yeah, 1 second. Jeff, you hear the question? Hear the question. Doesn't make sense. The Rambam just, the words don't make sense. Yes.
And it's like we were knuckle from last week that it's enough that we're not going to call you a Goslin.
We're going to get.
I'm not going to say that it's 100% yours.
Right. We're going to expound on that with Nochem. He learns like that pshat in the Rambam, but I'm going to take it a step further. Very, very correct. You remember the Nochem next week. Nobody else did. But yes, that's really part of the thing. But first, before we get to that, so just to show you the Shulchan Aruch, and then we're going to see pshat in how Nochem explains it. And I get a better understanding. So the Shulchan Aruch is like this. Shulchan Aruch actually brings down this Rambam. Next page. Bo shnei madukim, two people holding on to the star. V'shamte echad miyat chaveiro b'faneinu, and one grabs it from the other guy in front of us. V'shasak hasheni, the other guy keeps quiet. Afa pishachaz v'tzavach, even though he screams afterwards. Ein matzina shem yodei. That's the first Rambam. Shekivin sheshasak b'tchila, since he kept quiet in the beginning. Harezik kamoi v'loi. So the Rambam paskins, Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the second him dim zleima, even though he was screamed afterwards, it's like he admits. Chazar echad v'tok from yad zeh atoykev. If the other guy goes and grabs it back from him, afal pi shetzavach mitchila v'atzoyf, even though he screams, what are you doing? Yachloikik v'atchila. Hagol, says Rambam, v'yesh oimrim, d'chivin shezocha rishon v'shum hoidos ha-shozeh, en ha'acha yochalitka v'menu b'loi raya. Whose is that? The Raivit. Raivit v'tur, v'kam nutzir. The Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam is exactly the Rambam and the Raivit. Comes along the Tzais, and he says, wait a second. Same question, the Magen Mishnah. If you tell me the reason why the first guy gets it, is within Vadai, we paskin like the second shot in the Gemara. In Tim Suleiman, that means that even though you kept quiet and then you protested, we consider that you admit that it's the first guy's, so then why could you grab it back? It doesn't make sense. Says the Tzais, the way he learned last week also, by the way. Mem the Tzais, what's the Tzais? Okay, that's how you repeat it again. Says the Tzais, because I'll tell you, Pshat in the Rambam is like the Ran. What was the Ran? The Ran said that the Gemara's question wasn't, is Shasach v'le b'seif tzavach a shtika, admitting, or is it a protesting? That wasn't the Gemara's question. The Gemara knew all along that Shasach v'le b'seif tzavach is always going to be a suffik if it's a haida or not. We know it's a suffik haida. When a person is quiet and then he protests, it's never more than a suffik haidah. We know it's a suffik, and it's not more than that. What was the Gemara's question? The Gemara's tuts dadim, Reb Zeda's question was, that when we say shnaim oichazim betalis, we say yachloiku, is that midin vadai, because it belongs to both of them, or is that midin suffik? We don't know what to do with it, give it to both of them. So what's the Gemara's question? It's not a Gemara's question like this. If shnaim oichazim betalis is midin vadai, it belongs for sure to both of them. So then when one guy grabs it, and the other guy's quiet and then protests, that's a suffik haidah. Suffik if he gives it to him. So if the guy has it originally midin vadai, it was his because it was shnayim echad v'talis, it's his vadai, then the suffik haidah is not going to change that. So of course, talk for echad b'faneinu, matzina isim yadai. Give it back to him. Because it was mine all along as a vadai. Just because now there's I gave a suffik haidah, I was quiet and then I was surveyach, I screamed, that's a suffik haidah, a suffik that I gave it to you, that's not going to change my original psak, the shnayim echad v'talis, that was mine all along, as a vadai. But if you hold shnayim echad v'talis is a din suffik, which means, even when we both come holding it, the only reason we give it to both of you, because both of you are suffik, so now if I have a suffik haidah, if I gave it to you and I admitted that it's yours and you're muhzik, so suffik haidah will take away from the shnayim echad v'talis, and therefore that's the Gemara's question. If one guy grabs it and the other guy's quiet and is suffik, so suffik, the suffik haidah, do we take it away, do we not take it away, depends on shnayim echad v'talis, if it's vada or suffik. That's what the Ram says in number 4. Let's read it inside. Veloche nere de shitze rama mzeke shitze shenemro b'shitim gwesa shom besugye. The bind is shosik b'b'soy tzavach. The Gemara's question of quiet and then being tzaveach. Milse de pshitu hu, for sure. Dike le svuke beim shtikra b'chilo toyo la do. I name tov le tzbebe, ik lemeh labo do. Vim kein, mi de shveke le nafke le oilam. Clearly remains a suffik. A guy's quiet and then he protests. That means, we don't know. It's a suffik haido. It's a suffik whether that's, it never leaves the concept of a suffik haido. So it's not more, at best, it's a suffik haidah. So what's the Gemara's question? 4a, Ela debayinu, the question is, Mineima, do we say, talazu mitchila b'suffik haizomedes, shlani yidin shalmihu? This talaz we never knew who it belonged to, it was only a suffik, v'chivin shekein, if that's the case, af suffik haidah, mahani bei lamida b'shus ha-taykif. So even though it's only a suffik I'm giving it to you, because I'm shosak b'suffik tzavach, and I'm only a quasi haidah, but that's enough to give it to you, because it never belonged to me more than a suffik anyway. So now suffik haidah, I'm giving it to you. That's good enough. Maybe we say, given the tzavach, the kalameh mahaid ishtik, lab mishum haidah, since we say that it's a suffik haidah, ain't toil the doma shem haidah, if you shtal it to mitchila gamkelo isim haidah, suffik haidah, not sadim, I don't know how to do you. But if you say suffik haidah, mitzah mitzah vaday. Or no, maybe the talis was for sure mine, so even though I'm now kind of giving it to you, but kind of giving to you with a suffix is not enough to take away from original psak, and therefore, if you grab it, you got to give it back. Says the Tzais, well, if that's the case, so then even when we say, Tukfa Echad B'Faneinu, Maitzi'in Aysim Yadai, it's only because it's a suffix. The talus was a suffix that was mine, and now by me being quiet and admitting, it's only a suffix that I'm giving it to you, but it's enough to take it away from me because it was only mine to begin with a suffix, and now it's again a suffix Aida. So, Shasak B'Saffik is a suffix Aida. So if I go and I grab it back from you, so I undid this suffix Aida. The only reason why you had it was a suffix Aida. But now I grabbed it back, so it's back to the original suffix. There's no problem. So that's trapped in the Rambam. The Rambam learns like the Ram that by Shasak B'Saffik, it was never more than a suffix Aida. And therefore I can grab it back from him, no problem. Yeah, what's the problem?
No, I think you've been dying in the Rambam.
I had that idea also. Correct. So that's where he learns very nice. V'chivin the bayin the shalz b'sar zovach ein alem usafik ayda 4b ein mitzin zmiyad avad elav ayda ukshom u'intim selema when we paskent ein mitzin u'poshet leid av usafik ayda u'mishoch ein mitzin miyadoy im kain k'shechaz v'tak forishin nami ein mitzin miyadoy v'yachlik v'tchilak even ein vada ayda l'usafik ayda v'zeh baru. Very simple. Comes along with Nachem and he says, it's not pshat in the Rambam. You know why it's not pshat in the Rambam? Because let's look at the Rambam again, right? Back to that diak. What a diak in the Rambam. It says in Nochem, that cannot be pshat in the Rambam. Number your base. Why? Because the Rambam said like this. Bo shnei madukimbo, two people grabbing onto it. Vishom techem yad chaveroi, and one grabs it from the other guy, but from Einu. Vishosak hasheni, and the other guy is quiet. Afopi, even though, shechazot sovach emitzin esim miyadai. So remember Rav Nachum made a deal and he said, the Ram doesn't say we're talking about a case where the guy is quiet and then he screams. We're talking about both cases. Either he's quiet, or not only he's quiet, but he protests afterwards. Says Rav Nachum, in both these cases, Chazar Hasheni v'tokfet min harishon, abed rishon mitchila, chokim. The Rambam's second halacha, that when you grab it back, you say yachleiku, would hold true not just in the case Shasach v'le b'sayf tzavach, but even in the case of Shasach from the beginning. So if you learn like the Tzais that says that Shasach v'sayf tzavach is a sofek ayda, but that's not the Rambam, because the Rambam is talking about both cases. Why does the Rambam say it? The Rambam says, so Shasach, or even if you say he screamed afterwards, it's must be talking about both cases, that would not hold true. The Tzais is not hold true in the Rambam. Look at number 5a. Oygesh Lion. The Masha Kosova Rambam besoiv Dvorov. What the Rambam writes at the end. Dim Chaza Sheni v'tok from Rishon. Yachloiku. Then the second guy grabs it back. It's Yachloiku. Koi Raka Shosak v'besoiv Tzavach. He's only talking about a case where he's quiet. And then he protests. Chemas v'rash v'meiri v'chenevach v'gro etc. Ulam. Lule Divreyem without the words. Ho yiniri l'dag n'loshen Rambam loikein. Dib Rambam mitchilas aloche Kosov. Vinyam aloche writes. V'shosak Hasheni. For the fact that he writes, it's clear, the Ayri, both cases, quiet, and even if he screams afterwards. And then this Rambam writes, if he grabs it back, you divide it again. In both cases, the Rambam says, if you grab it back, it's yours. Wait, if you tell me that if you use quiet, and the first guy grabbed it, and I kept quiet, and even then I can grab it back, why should that be? After all, there's no suffix hayadav, it's a vada hayadav. The second guy can grab it, even if the guy kept quiet all along. What's up, Shabbat?
He's going back to the original status of the
but if you say that,
if you don't say anything or not, you're going back to the original status.
Why? But if I was Shasak, if you grabbed it from me and I kept quiet, that's Shtika Kaida. Shtika Kaida, it's yours. So it's yours now, so why can't I grab it back? If you tell me Shasak Libasaif Tzavach, right? So again, the three levels. You have the Russia's case, that even Shasak Libasaif Tzavach is really a suffix, because it's a Bayi Dele Ishtar. So then for sure I can grab it back. Wait. Then for sure I can grab it back. But then we said, no, the Rambam paskens, Shavtum Tzav Tzavach, is like a Hidah. Right? So then why could I grab it back? She said, no, it's never more than a Safek Hidah. Granted. But that's only by Shavtum Tzav Tzavach, not the case of Shavtach all along. If you grabbed it and I kept quiet, that's not a Safek Hidah, that's Vada yours. I kept quiet. The Gemara says, if you, I kept quiet all along, belongs to you for sure. So why can't I grab it back?
Because you could have also just protested and then you could have grabbed
that's,
it.
That's if I protested.
Then you would have, right, but then why not do that?
But I didn't protest. Obviously, I admit that it's yours. That's his question. The answer is going to be his last week's shot. But he has a new Kinesh, which I figured this week.
You can disagree with his reading of the Rambam. Right.
Exactly.
Where did Rambam say that?
And no one else thought of it before him.
What?
If he meant to go on both cases.
He'd
have to say Betchila.
He should have just said.
Period.
When there was Tchila.
Good point. You're saying you disagree with the whole Diak.
Right, why did Rambam
say Betchila? Means he's only going at that case. Okay, maybe with the answer we'll get it clear. Okay, so what Rav Nachum is going to say, and we said that before last week, but I'll explain it now with a different concept, because this concept of grabbing it back, what's that going to help? Right? What's going to help grab it back? By the way, why would it be better the way we said last week? Why can I grab it back? At the end of the day, why can I grab it back? What's the pshat? How do we understand it?
That's not 100% the other guess.
I know, but why can't I grab it back, though?
Why can you?
Hamayik mechavel avaraya. How does that work? So the way Rav Nachum explains it is, I have to introduce you a little bit into the major sugya over here, which is the sugya of tvisa. Tvisa, tvis lachshon alosofik, very, very important concept. And I'll just give you a little introduction. There's a concept of hamayik mechavel alavaraya, correct? Now, that means if I have something, if I want to take it from you, I got to bring a raya. So the three types of amoytzi mechaveiroi olav raya. The three types, three times we say that you have something, it belongs to you. There's one case, which is a cheskas moire kama, which means we know it's yours all along. We have edim that it's yours. Everybody knows this is your thing, right? Belongs to you. So if I want to grab it from you, if I want to take it from you, I can't take it from you. It's yours. I want to show that it's mine. I can't show that it's mine unless I have witnesses that it's mine. It belongs to you. You have a chazaka.
Because we all knew it belonged to you.
Correct.
At some point.
We knew it belonged to you. Correct. We knew at one point.
You may have sold it, but at some
correct.
Point.
Correct. Yeah, that's a question. Kalim, Matsuyim, Hashul, Askil, things that.
Exactly.
Exactly. So if we knew it belonged to you, we knew he bought it at some point. That's cheskas moirikama. So then there's a concept. You're a muhsik. That's one case. There's another case where we don't know how you got it, but you're holding on to it. You're a muhsik b'teiras vadai, meaning you're holding on to it, and nobody's denying the fact. There's no doubt. There was no doubt that created that gave it to you. We know you hold on to it. You're a muhsik. We don't know why. We don't see any proof. We didn't see the sale. We didn't know, but muhsik b'teiras vadai. You are holding on to it. For example, you have that phone. Never saw you buy it. We don't know, but you're muhsik. So I want to take it from you. Second case. There's another, third case of muhsik, which is even a lower case. Which means, there was a suffix over here. You have it by a case of a suffix. Now you are the muhsik now. Halach is, for example, the classic case that Gemara is talking about. A Bechor that's born by Yisrael. Right? Yisrael has a Bechor. Safek Bechor. He has an animal. It's not sure it's a Bechor. It's not sure it's not a Bechor. Safek Bechor. Right? So halacha is, who is the muchzik on this animal? The Jew? The Yisrael? Or the Kayin? Who's the muchzik? It was born by the Jew in his herd. It's a suffix, maybe it's a Bechor, has to go to the Kohen. Who is the muchzik on this animal? Yeah. The Yisrael.
Because it's still in his possession.
It's in his possession. But his whole muchzikos came through a suffik. We don't know it's his. There's no vadai that it's his. There's no raya that it's his. But he's holding on to it. Right now he's a muchzik. Halach is, ha-moitzim b'chavel v'raya. The Gemara says, suffik b'char, ha-moitzim b'chavel v'raya. The Kohen wants to show that's his. He's got to prove that the first animal that was born was now as a nefel, it was less than a certain amount, and therefore this the b'char. It's also a muchzik, but it's a muchzik mehilchay suffik. Now, if somebody is a muchzik mehilchay suffik, now there's a machlekes between the Rambam and everybody else. If takfay kayin maitzin aysa miyadai, or takfay kayin ain maitzin aysa miyadai. Which means, if you only have a muchzik, how much of a raya? You have to bring a raya to show. If you want to come to Bezin, you got to bring a raya. But if the kayin goes and grabs it from him, do we take it back from the kayin and give it back to Yisrael? Or not? If your whole muchzik is only machmas a safek, does tfisa help or does tfisa does not help? That's the machlekes in the Rishayim. Machlekes in the Gemara.
No.
The Rambam says, since your whole muchzik, even though it's a muchzik, you come to Bezin, I have to bring proof. I'm the kohen, I gotta bring proof. You're the kohen. You gotta bring proof that it's my animal, and that it's your animal, and it's a bukhar, and you have to bring proof. But if you decide to grab it away from me, since I only got it by me because of my muchzik, not from a vadai, from a safek, so if you are toughest, then toughest helps. Tvisa from a muchzik, quasi muchzik, from a safek, the Rambam paskins, aimatzin. Talk for kain, aimatzin is smadai. Turn to number, very, very important Rambam. So that's really the basis of the whole next sugya. But number 8, kol b'char shu safek. Every b'char that's a safek, dinai sheyire achiyepo b'mum, v'yechal b'aylov. At the end of the day, the b'aylov can have it. It does not belong to the kain. But, v'im tafsai ha-kain, ein maitzin oisai miyadai. But if the kain grabs it, then it belongs to him. Even though it was under the muchzik of the Yisrael, ha-maitzich lo-v'raya, nevertheless, the kain grabs it, ein maitzin es miyadai. The Rambam argues on the other Rishonim, and he holds tfisa helps in such a case. Got it?
And that's only because
the whole muchzik,
your muchzik is no better than mine. Correct.
My whole muchzik is only because I'm really a toughest. Because right now I'm holding on to it. So if you holding on to it right then, so then toughest coin. So each one can grab it away from each other. Ain't no chanami. That's the Rama holds. Toughest coin. Ain't much.
Why is it like we said last week that, or Seth said it earlier, that's enough to make the coin not a gazlon? But why should he not be able to keep it? Why shouldn't it be Yaakov?
Which kind? We're not talking about a kind.
The kohen takes away the bechor.
Okay. What do you mean? Because it's not mine either. It's only mine because of... So why Yachleiku? Why Yachleiku?
Because they both have the same equal argument.
No. Yachleiku is... Shnayim Echzim B'talas is Yachleiku. If you're muchzik and I'm a muchzik, so then what's yours and now it's mine? There's no yachleiku unless there's a reason to say this. The sumcha is drawn the minor separate discussion. But generally speaking, yachleiku is only if I'm holding on to it. If I'm not a muchzik and you grabbed it from me, so you grabbed it from me.
It was one case last week where.
Wait. Slow down. So this is the case of the Rambam that took for kohen ain't mitzvah nice in the other.
Even if it's a
vaday
b'chor, what right does any particular kohen have?
Okay, Makire Kuna.
Right,
Makire Kuna. All right, taste discuss. We'll discuss the sugya on the base. It's a big sugya. We'll discuss it. But I'm just trying the concept. Oh, comes along with Nachem, says of Nachem, here he says his yisoid. Says of Nachem that when the Gemara says, that's his Gemara, when the Gemara says that when one of the people grabs it, talk for echad b'faneinu, and the other person is quiet, right? So Gemara says, clearly shtika kaida. Says Rav Nachum, shtika kaida doesn't mean haidas baldin kameidin dami. Doesn't mean that I'm admitting that's yours. Because haidas baldin only helps if I say it's yours. Shtika kaida is not more than a shtika. It's not that it's haidas baldin kameidin dami. All it is a shtika. What does it mean, says Rav Nachum? All it means is that what I said originally, we're both holding on to the talis, and I said, kula shali, shtika kaida means then I'm taking away my original taina of kula shali. Says the Nochem, with the result, I'm not explaining anything on this mamon that it's yours. I'm not admitting this item, the talis, belongs to you. I'm just taking away my original taina of kula shali, with the result that now you become a tofus, and I'm moiti mechaber al avraya, but midin sofek. Because it's not more than a sofek, because I never said the mamon is yours. So you become a tofus on a sofek, says the Rambam, talks for kayin, in between us and the other. So if I come and grab it back from you, I can do that. Because even though you have it, and I'm moiti mechaberaya, because I was shosak, but I, since shtika doesn't mean kaidah that I'm saying anything changing the mamon. Yeah, Rav Nachum said it. I'm not changing the mamon. All I'm saying is that my original taina of kulishli is null and void. So what are you now? I didn't say kulishli. So now you grab my talis and I kept quiet. So you become a tuffis. Mihilchas safek. Tuffis mihilchas safek. You're Rav Paskins. Talk for kayin. Ain't much in the other. The Ram says, chazav a tuffa. I can grab it back from you. Whether I'm shosak with the same tzavach. Or shosak all the way. Harezek kamaydulai. What do you mean kamaydulai? Whether I'm quiet all along, I'm shosak. That doesn't make a difference. I'm admitting that what I said originally is not true. It's not kula shali. So what is it? You're taking it without a taina or without me saying anything. That's the toughest by suffolk. I can grab it back. That's what Rabbi Amnon saying. Here, Rabbi Nachum said it.
Was it Rishonim though who introduced Adas Kabbalah command? I think it was the Ritva.
The Ritva, right? But the Ritva Rashi said not like that. Yeah.
Isn't that sort of rewriting what the Gemara says?
That's how he learns Shlach in the Gemara.
But the Gemara said
it's yours. Doesn't mean it's yours. It means that you can grab it. Ein matzina shem yodai. But if the guy comes, how much chalav arayi? The Gemara says, which is true.
The original question from Reb Zera.
Yeah.
He said he's.
So it's a low level ownership because he only got it from a suffolk.
Correct. Like, and it never did more than a suffolk. It never did more than a suffolk. So therefore, the Rambam says that all the guys can grab it back. Chazal talk for it. There's no problem. Now, by the way, I'll show you that this is really what the Gra says. Really, this is what the Gra says. That's the brilliant part. The Gra doesn't say it all the way like I'm nothing. Let's show it inside over here. Let's read inside, number 6. 6, Reb Nachum. The din hoidos val din kemerim domi hu rak beboide beferush. Aval hoidos de shtika le habe bechlal ha pasha da shiyam akuse. Ve les lein ne monis kemerim domi. Bechol inyon shal hoidos hu rak dale deze bot le tanosoi. Ve le chashvina le kemuchzik betalis. That only that I didn't say kulishli, and then you become the new muchzik, but not more than the toughest by a suffik. Just like the Yisrael is a muchzik in the Bukhar. And if you look at number 7, this is from the Sefer, which before they came out Chiddush of Nochem, they actually quote from the Sefer Zikaron, it was the Rav, the son of the Rav of Gateshead, Rakov, was Nifter, and they wrote a Sefer Zikaron, and they printed a piece of Nachum was still alive on the thing over here. Now they have Chiddush of Nachum, so now it's all written up. But this way it was really originally, a little different language. Ulefi zenira, the chol teira saida shebishtika, eina elo, the hu sheisek v'leyaisel. Shtika kaida means, not hadas vadin kemenim that is yours, just that I'm quiet. V'hainu, de bizman shtikosoi, kvar einoi toyin oi tanosoi akademis, the kulishli. The imke nimsa, the alideze misbatel chalukashnaim oiches in the gamre. The hashta, rak hatoikev katoin, the kulishli. The other guy grabbed it and says kulishli. Vafilu habi biadishneim, rakich memtoin the kulishli, and gamakumir biadishneim. Chalukhav musik bevat, vamoch chalavaraya. Then he says like this, number 7a, aval in name, the choltero seido bishtika. Ein elishtika bevat, vinehi de bishosim et chilavat soif. Misbatel le gamre, din chalukashnaim oiches in. Aval hom mio, the madam mukmina biyada teufis, why do we give it now to the other person? Hum ishum dina damoit v'chalavaraya. Aval ein shum hoidoha da hamamun ushaloi. I'm not saying that the money is yours, Vim Kane. Im rak nechshav atoikav asheni le teufis, he's only called a teufis because there's no vadai that the moment is yours. Yitochen loima, the mahani tfisosoi, the katopas mi mandam machtim koich hamoit v'chalavaraya. Then I can grab it back from that person, says of Nochem number 8a, because they mitli tali bidin tfisa the takva koyin, iamrin the takva koyin, ein maitin asim yodoi, vahainu, the mahani tfisa, loitim yetofus, you can grab it back, the koyin can grab it back from the guy who has it misofake, im kein gambe khot ve tok ave tvisa mi man de macht im kirchen mit gnumme hanit tvisa ye du de shitze ram am dak vein mit mi yodoy mer ma mit tvisa le khine shlet vol gam mat shel kayf and the truth is ein bagra the gra himself really says it the gra says in number 5b khaza echad in ram bam in the shukhnach that you can grab it back so the gra first of all argues with nachem and says zelo kay ala sefer khaza tsavach the gra is only talking about that you were shasak and then at the end you would tzavach. In such a case, you can grab it back. Rav Nachum says, even if you're quiet all along. V'lachin kozmagov l'raya. V'ozil l'taymei, and the Rambam holds like he holds, Shapirish kein b'chol sveike d'din l'kamanda omar, tok v'koin ein mo'tzi miyodoi. So he's really learned like the Ksos, that it remains a suffix, or like the first part in the Magen Mishnah, that it remains a suffix, and therefore you only grab it within suffix, and tok v'koin ein mo'tzi miyodoi. Rav Nachum managed to put this lundus of tok v'koin even in a case where he kept quiet all along, because it's not considered shtika kaida. It's not more than saying, I'm removed from it, and if I'm removed from it, my original time is not true, you're grabbing it, oh yeah, you're grabbing it as a suffix, as a toughest, my tweet is going to help. So whether I'm shosak, or shosak will be saved tzavach, doesn't make a difference. In both cases, you only grab it mehilchis suffix as a toughest, and hence, takva koyin, ain mitzina simiyodai, he can grab it back, and that's what Rama's saying, chaz of a takva, you can go and grab it back.
He's bringing the Gra as a proof to him, but look at the first thing in the Gra.
I know, of course he's getting it, because the Gra learns it's because it's only a suffix. That case is a suffix, so then, Tvisa helps. He's using the Gra's way, lumdus, that is takva koyin, even in his scenario, where it's shatek all along, because that also remains only a suffix in lumdus. That's what he did.
When he
shasak,
right? Doesn't he at least become a shema? And the other guy's bari. Wouldn't you say bari
v'shem and bari? Yes, in hilchis psak. I know. So he said like this. So the way I saw one of the things people bring down is that somehow you can the hilchis, the halachas of tvisa and muchzik are independent on who this item belongs to. Meaning we pass in tvisa and muchzik. Not knowing and not caring if it really, when I say bari v'shema, so I'm admitting the item, the mominus might belong, I'm not sure, bari v'shema. But no, muchzik has completely independent, completely separated from if the item belongs to me, it doesn't belong to me. What is exactly who the actual owner is. So Nachum created a shtika kaido, that was his chiddush, that it's not touching the actual ownership of the item. And still you can paskin muchzik, and toughness and all these things. And that's that third category. That's really what we're talking about. In other words, the whole concept of Tuk V'Koyin is that you can have a muhsik hanhogis. You can follow a certain kind of muhsik even without passing at all who the item belongs to. And that's what this Rambam is talking about. Therefore, Tuk V'Koyin, if you grab it back from him, you can grab it back, and that's his Yechleku. By the way, only on his half. Another, why do we say Yechleku? Not because it becomes the original Yachleku. No. On my half, which I admitted to you before, and you grabbed me Sofek, I'm grabbing it now from you, and that half belongs completely to me. Your half, that was yours all along, I cannot be Teifus. So the reason why it's Yachleku, because you're, even though I grabbed the whole thing, but the grabbing is not going to help on your original half, so that always remains yours. My half, I can grab completely mine. So it's not like, okay, I'm holding, let's put it back, Yachleku. No, whatever you grab from me, I take completely my half, that the Tvisa helps on. But whatever was your half, that Tvisa's not going to help, that's in Medin Vadai. That belonged to you all along, so that Tvisa's not going to help. So therefore, that Tvisa's not going to help at all on that. It works 100% on my half, and 0% on your half. And that's why it's Yachleku. That's what comes out according to Nachum, Pshat and Rambam. Now you know the key where Nachum got it from, at least how he learns it, Shot in the Rambam. Okay.